Good morning. I hope and pray that everyone's having a very blessed Sabbath morning. This is September 5th, 2026. Tracy, will you open us in prayer, please?
Absolutely. So Heavenly Father, we beseech you today in your mercies and your grace, and we thank you for this beautiful day that we can fellowship and join together with you in praise, in joy, and receive from you what you have for us today. Father, you are calling your people into peace and rest for the days ahead. Will be difficult, that we shall need to be able to stay in this place of peace and rest. For the joy that was set before you, Lord Jesus, you endured the cross. Now may we take up our cross daily with joy as our Savior did, giving thanks for each new day, standing in faith and trusting that each trial and tribulation will allow patience to do its perfect work, keeping our eye on the author and perfecter of our faith, not wavering, but remaining steadfast, immovable always. Father, we just thank you for the beautiful day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Heavenly Father, we invite Holy Spirit to be ever present. I ask that you would anoint my sister's lips as she brings forth words from above. May we remain and stay and encompass your joy. And he gave me this closing verse. I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Tracy. Thank you for that wonderful prayer. And Father, I echo it. I know everyone on this call echoes the prayer of our dear sister. And we do. We ask that you touch our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying in this hour. And Father, put a guard on my lips that I speak only the things that you have imparted to me to share with my brothers and sisters here this morning. In Jesus' holy name, we praise you. We praise you in all things. Amen. Just want to talk heart to heart today. This is what God wants. He wants us to commune with him heart to heart this morning. All through this past week, I've had occasion to speak to various ones, to experience these things myself, the things we're going to talk about. This is a time like no other. We can all attest to that, but I think we can sense inwardly the pressures, the frequencies, if you will, the pressures, the things coming against you personally and the body of Christ. But he broke it down because I kept getting pieces. And let me tell you, I did not know what he was going to have me specifically talk on this morning because he had been imparting several things throughout the week, but he put it together. When I woke up this morning, it's like it all, one thing leads to the next. And he broke it down into three parts. Like I said, in these last 3 days, put it together this morning. He wants us, number one, I'm gonna say those three parts, they're just kind of overview here. He wants us to examine where we are right now, to take a look at it. He wants you to know your part from this position. And he wants, number three, to remind you why you're here, why you were born at this particular time, where you're at, this call. Let's begin with where you are, where I am right now. The Lord sees you. He sees you. There's nothing hidden from his view, you know, having to do with you, having to do with anything, but we're talking about examining where we are right now. And he does. He sees you. He knows your needs. He knows your struggles. He knows your thoughts, every one of them. He knows you. Just remember who I'm talking to. I'm speaking to his first fruits, his remnant. He knows you. He knows you. He knows everything about you. No one knows you like your God, your Abba Father. He knows your exact position today. The pressures you feel. What's coming at you. The giants you see standing before you. Railing against you every day. God knows your level of weariness and fatigue. He knows those self-doubts about being able to make it through. To make it through this desert place, if you will. We've talked about some of this before, the desert place. This walking through this dry period. He knows about your doubts, about being able to make it all the way up. I'm just thinking of that right now. Going up the mountain, when I was going up at Sinai, and I knew I couldn't make it. And I knew, and this little guide that was next to me, he kept trying to, just, you know, you've made it far enough. Sit down, sit down, just wait here, you know? And I had to keep sitting for a minute, but I would commune with the Lord every single time I took a pause. Lord, if you want me up there, you got to take me up there. I knew I had nothing left. He knows where you are right now. Praise the Lord for those of you that know you can't make it without him. He's going to have to do a stand-in, isn't he? I remember on my knees. One of the darkest periods in my life. And I said, Lord, I don't see how you can use me. How can you use this vessel? Oh, Lord, you're going to have to do a stand-in. And then he let me know that's exactly what he had to do. I was just coming to that place where I knew it. He was showing me. I couldn't make it. I can't make it without you, Lord. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God. As Paul states in Hebrews 4:13, everything is naked and laid bare before his eyes. You don't have to put on that strong face that everything's okay with your God. He wants you to understand this and to come before him in total transparency. He told me years ago, I was in the car going somewhere, and he said, I want to be included in every aspect of your life. Whew, wow. He meant every aspect of my life. I was going to the gym that day. And I went, and I realized I didn't even talk to him about going to the gym. Lord, to be with me in my travels, in who I might meet. I didn't ask him. I didn't include him at all. So right there in the car, I said, Lord, be with me. As I go to the gym, Lord, you know what my body needs. You know what I need to do. You know how many repetitions I need to do and this and that. I mean, all kinds of things was coming to me in the car. And I included him in my trip. I wanted him to be with me. Let me tell you, that was the best workout at the gym I ever had. It was like with ease and everything. Station to station to station. No, he wants to be included in every aspect of your life. He wants you and me to talk everything over with him. Don't hold back. He wants our total transparency. Again, the Lord wants us to examine where we are right now and taking it all to him, talking it over with him, being honest and transparent. Lord, I can't make it. Lord, I'm feeling so discouraged. Lord God. And you know, don't do it in a spirit of murmuring, complaining and all this. No, just being transparent. He's your best friend. He's your father. He's your husband. He's your all in all. He's your source, your supply. And just tell him what you, oh Lord, I need this. He knows what you need. But just talk it over with him, right? Part of this process is just confessing our sins when we're there before him. As he makes those things aware us to us. Talking that over, because we know in 1 John 1 verse 9, he tells us that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we don't have to be in the place where the enemy can be that accuser of the brethren can keep pointing his finger, you did this, you did that. Oop, I've already, my God has forgiven me. So we can go in clear conscience. Everything is transparent between us and our God. So we need to believe when we sincerely go before him to talk things over. The Holy Spirit's right there leading us. He shows us our Father's heart. So we pour ourselves out before the throne. He's faithful to cover us with the blood of Jesus to know that we're fully cleansed. As we keep a clean slate, I just told somebody, keep a clean slate with God every day, a clean slate. Have him show you anything that he needs to show you so you can just discuss it. So part one. Taking an honest look at our current position, you know, where we are right now, understanding God knows it all. Nothing's hidden from him. He sees you. He just wants you to come before him from that stance. Part two is to know your responsibility from this position. What's your responsibility? In this place, you know, we can acknowledge we're discouraged. We can maybe acknowledge some self-condemnation that we're feeling. Acknowledge our exhaustion and fatigue. If that's where you are, wherever you are, you know, we have tons of scripture of David, you know, expressing himself in his prayers, you know, before God. I mean, he was despairing of life at times. And of Elijah and others, where they're opening up and they're pouring out their despair in prayer to God. Right? So part two is the part of realizing all that. And then what? Then what? What do we do then? What's our responsibility? we need to seek God for how best to build yourself up in your most holy faith. Because we're told this is exactly what we're to do in Jude 20. Build yourself up in your most holy faith. How do you do that? We've got lots of instructions through the Word of God on how to build yourself up in faith. Matter of fact, in right there in Jude 20, it tells us to pray in the Spirit. When you don't know how to pray, the Spirit knows. Just pray in the Spirit. Another thing to do to build yourself up in your most holy faith, read the Word. Memorize scriptures. You know, that way the Holy Spirit can, you know, and will bring specific scriptures to you at the exact time you need them. The Lord laid it upon my heart years ago that for the Holy Spirit to do that, you got to be feeding that in. And by faith, knowing that the Lord is planting the Word on the tablets of your heart. He's placing it there. He's printing all that out on the tablets of our heart. I might not know what said in Judges 3 verse 4 and, you know, the Holy Spirit. If I've read it and I've spoken it out loud and I believe the Lord, because I oftentimes will hold the Word of God too close to my chest. Lord, I'm consuming you. I'm consuming your Word. I trust that the Holy Spirit will bring the part, the verse that I need out to build me up at any given time, right? Memorize scripture. Read more. Even though you feel like you're not even comprehending a word, you know, you're in that place, that desert. It's like, so I would say the majority of you on this call, you can read scripture and you're having trouble focusing, right? It's like there's interference. That's been what I've been feeling. It's been a battle. The battlefield of the mind, right? I've read that book ministered to me. Scripture. How else to build yourself up in your most holy faith? Rest. Enter into a period of rest. Get away. You know, Jesus is our prime example of getting away from the crowds, you know, to be alone with his Father. He would leave his disciples and he would go up in the mountain, isolate himself for a time. Do you need to do that for an hour, two, a day, two? What? He'll lead you. Rest. Enter into a time of rest where he can minister to you. Praise and worship. That is, an amazing way to build yourself up in your most holy faith. We're told to enter his gates with thanksgiving and praise. So spend time in praise and worship, even if you don't feel like it. Even if you do not feel like singing praises to God, that's why it's called the sacrifice of praise. It's a sacrifice. You're coming before him, praising him anyway, giving him thanks as we're told to do in all things, no matter what's going on. The sacrifice of praise. So knowing the Word of God, we see that there's a purpose for everything. There's a time, there's a season, all those things, even to your present suffering, even to this time maybe where you feel like you can't even hear him. The teacher's not talking to you. You're going, it's been dry here. There's a purpose to it. Number one, I tell people it's a time to just trust. Just believe. Believe all the things he told you and imparted to you when you were on the mountaintop. Take that down into the valley. Do not let it go. No matter what your eyes see, no matter your circumstances, no matter the storm, trust. Believe. Everything is true that he's told you, that he's spoken to you. You will not be moved. That's the time we take our eyes off of ourselves, off of our suffering, because it's accomplishing something. It's helping us to die to self. It's helping us to focus our eyes on him straight ahead. Look ahead, look straight ahead, no matter what's going on, no matter the doubts, no matter, look straight ahead towards him, your light. Keep walking forwards towards him, totally focused on him, and don't look to the right hand, don't look to the left. We're told some of the horrendous things are going to be coming in these hours, this time ahead, where maybe 1,000 will fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand. But you got to know, you got to believe that it won't come near you as you are on a mission. You're on assignment. There's a reason. Again, you must build yourself up in your most holy faith by walking these things out in a practical manner. All the Lord to minister to you, to impress upon you who you are in Christ Jesus. What are you standing upon? Do you know? So I'm going to review in a couple sentences each of those parts before we get to three. Part one, taking an honest look at our current position, where we are right now, right? Understanding God knows it all. Nothing's hidden from him. He sees you. Go before him in transparency and talk about all these things in intimacy with him. Part two is to know your responsibility from that position. What's your responsibility? It's to build yourself up in your most holy faith, in all the steps taken above, whatever the Holy Spirit ministers to you. Praise him in all things. Don't stop praising our God. Be those living sacrifices. Allow yourself to die. Die to self. Allow yourself, all your concerns, all this to be poured out before the altar. Pour yourself out. Allow him to completely crush you, to empty you of everything of self, that you can be filled with him. Allow yourself to be poured out, to be filled with him. And I'm going to sum up these two parts in one sentence here. Gird up your loins. Gird up your loins. Build yourself up in your most holy faith. Be filled with the oil. Lots of things we could say. Part three is he wants to remind you why you're here, why you were born. This is part three. Right here is why you must gird up your loins, why you must get ready. We must submit and allow him to perfect what concerns us to be useful tools in his hands, to be those instruments of righteousness. You are the body of Christ on the earth. According to what Ephesians 1 verse 22 and 23 tells us, we are his fullness in the earth. He's the head. We're the body, the fullness of Christ that fills all in the earth, all in all. John, this is 1 John 3:8 tells us Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. If he's the head, we're the body. Wow. That says a lot, doesn't it? That's what he has sent us to do. Working out as his body. Jesus told us in Luke 4:18-19 that he came to set the captives free, didn't he? That's what he came to do, to set the captives free, to rescue them. The reason that you are here on the earth in this time, you, I'm talking about you and me, is to do that very same thing, to be about our Father's business. This was the original plan for Israel. They were to be that shining jewel, you know, that light of God on the earth, the example of his ways. They were meant to bless all mankind. That's always been the plan. Look at how he used them. You know, when he allowed, when, you know, they allowed him to use them. It pictures what's to be in our day. God is going to have his way. The seed of the promise is to bless all creation. And it says all creation groans in travail until now. Even we ourselves groan, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. What? Why? Because it's, they're going to be a blessing to all creation, not just this earth. There's so much we could go into. Why? What happened before we came here? What was going on? Why we were sent here? Predestination, right? But look at how he used Israel when they allowed it. And it is what's to be in our day, you know? You were born for the rescue mission. To be an integral part. To be his body. He came to make the way for God's will to be finished and accomplished on the earth, what he intended for our forefathers. Jesus came to get it back. You know, we know the story, how Adam and Eve were meant. It was so wonderful, the setting God put them into. But they gave all their dominion. They gave all that away and allowed the devil to usurp all that. Jesus came to get it back, didn't he? He came to get it back. And he says, will she take dominion? Will she now do it? Yes, yes, the second Eve. Jesus was the second Adam. We are. The church, his bride, is the second Eve. We were born for the rescue mission, to be an integral part of the rescue mission. You were born to storm the gates of hell. Oh my. You were born to storm the gates of hell. The gates of the enemy, they will not, they cannot withstand the power of God. The saints of the Most High God on a mission to rescue those taken captive. Think about the stories through scripture. Abraham, when he even asked, should I go to take back those that were stolen of his family and such? And those kings that he, you know, took back the captives for them. How about David? When he went into the camp of the enemy to rescue captives, family and loved ones and the loved ones of his mighty men. David said, should I go in? And God told him, yes. It's all about timing, right? And it's all about communing with God. It's all about talking these things over with God. We don't run into the camp of the enemy if our God's not with us and before us and behind us, our rear guard and all around. No, that's not what we're talking about. It's the ultimate mission, the ultimate rescue mission. But we're told that no foe can withstand the power of God. No foe can withstand him. If God be for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. No matter what you're going through, allow him to finish that work. It has a purpose. No matter how you feel today, whether it's physical, whether it's mental, whether it's spiritual, whether you're having doubts, whether you're fatigued, whether you're whatever it is, allow it to do the work. Take it before the Lord. Commune with him today. Let him minister to you. Make your petitions known to him. We're told to do that. Make your requests known to God. Not in murmuring and complaining, but your request. He's so faithful. You know, the times, I can say this, the times where I've done those things, been right there and talked it over, Lord God, I'm feeling da 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 da. Lord, I'm asking you if you will da 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 da, you know, fill in the blank, right? Lord, I need you. My eyes are on you, Lord, and I know you have the answer. Help me to stay in patience, to be patient. Help me, Lord, in my waiting period. You know, whatever it is, the Holy Spirit will lead you. Just talk it over with him, right? Talk it over with him. It's all worth it, saints. He's preparing a people for this great rescue mission, to rescue, to go in behind enemy lines and confront, blow the gates open, blow the doors open, and go in and rescue those being held captive. Take this to your heart concerning those you're praying for. Mighty, mighty works are being done through the prayers of the saints. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman avails much. He's telling us right now, fight for those that you know are being held captive. Take out your sword and start fighting with the very word of God. Speaking what God says about the situation, but discussing it all with him. He knows every pain. He knows every tear, but every single thing. He says he's going to wipe away every tear. It's going to be all gone, forgotten. Even the memory of the wicked is going to be forgotten. Even their memory. Wow. But nothing. Tells us we're assured of nothing is to be compared to the glory that's going to be revealed in his saints, through his saints. So I'm gonna leave that there. And he just wants us all to be encouraged, no matter what is going on, to encourage one another, to lift one another up, to remind them of what the word says about whatever it is, but to remind ourselves. When I'm talking and conversing with someone, that's what I usually, I might be saying, it's like the Spirit will rise up and I start preaching. And then I say, and I'm preaching to myself here. Aren't we? Yes. Yes, the Holy Spirit will minister in these situations. And we're being built up as it's happening. Our most holy faith. So I'm going to pray and I am just so excited about where the saints are at this moment, what the Lord is showing us. And there's so much more. I believe the Lord is wanting a series done on this. The things he's brought us through the last few years, going back maybe to 2023 and forward. Lord, our Father, we just praise you in this hour. Lord, you are so amazing. Our awesome, amazing God. No foe can withstand you, your power. No foe can withstand a saint on a mission from you that has his eyes on you. No foe can withstand you. We thank you, Father, for all your promises, for all your assurances in this hour. We thank you, Lord, for impressing upon us to remember who we are in Christ Jesus, to remember your armor. It's your armor that you have covered us with, to remember it. Everything, every piece points to Jesus. We are in him, him and us and you. It's all one. You've been speaking so much lately about the oneness of us with you. Thank you, Father. I just ask that your Holy Spirit continue to minister what you're saying to us in this hour, that your Holy Spirit will lead and guide the scriptures that you're even now bringing to our mind to share with one another. All I can do is praise you, Lord. All I can do is praise you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.